Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of Gotham's searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. I still miss him. That's from the Innocent Age album. That's the song Nexus. It's the first one on that album, and it's outstanding. If you haven't heard that song before, other than on my show, I encourage you to check it out. That's a 30-year-old album. It's still very, very good. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Greg Reed is our guest. He's the co-author of Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold, Turn Your Obstacles into Opportunities. And my website, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And check out the poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask you a different question. We'd like to know what you think. And, Greg, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
You can visit my website, alwaysgood.com. Alwaysgood.com.
All right. So check it out. The book's there. Books available also wherever books are sold. All of your books, right, Greg?
That's right. You can go to Barnes & Noble bookstore, pick one up for yourself. And also, just so you guys know, anyone that picks one up, if you mail it to me, I will sign it, autograph it, and ship it on back to you.
All right. That sounds good. Folks, that'll make the price go up at least a quarter on eBay later, won't it, Greg? That's what I tell people.
I'm thinking 13, 14 cents.
Hey, Greg, you're out there with your ear to the ground in the marketplace. You're traveling all over the country and all over the continent, actually, probably maybe internationally. What are you seeing out there in the as you talk to people? Are you seeing people with the recession in their rearview mirror, looking through their windshield at brighter days? What do you think people are feeling right now? How are they behaving?
I'm seeing this, what I call the line in the sand, where people are getting intolerant, and that means they're getting intolerant of putting up with the way that things have been going. They're getting intolerant of having to cut back everything. And so the line in the sand is the conversations are people are starting to say enough's enough, going, yeah, it's been tough the last few years, but now it's time to dust ourselves up and go forward. One of the things that's very interesting right now, people come to me and say, gosh, real estate's the cheapest since it's been 1970s. Well, I'm looking at that saying, well, guess what? I lost my house in the last big crash and everything, but right now, real estate's the cheapest since 1970. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting in offers every day trying to find a new property because I'm looking at that opportunity. Now, the bottom line is I don't know if it'll go crazy like it did up before, but to me, at least where I live in San Diego, California, I believe that we've stabilized. So at least I'm going to get in the game now so when things do turn around that I can capitalize. The whole secret of success is to buy low, sell high.
Right,
right now, everything is low. And then eventually things will go up.
One of the things I've been pointing out is that small business owners have got to realize that if things still aren't going well for them, they've got to ask themselves this question: is it because of the economy or other circumstances external, or is it because of me? I mean, at some point in time, we're not going to have the external circumstances to blame it on. And I think we just need to make sure that we're not making excuses for why things aren't going well. What do you think?
Well, yeah, we've had 3 years to make excuses of why things didn't go good. Now it's time to stop. For me, it's time to shut up, put up, and get going. And so that's what me and or my friends and I have been doing. It's so funny because this last month I have sat down with like 4 or 5 of my couple friends from around the country, and every one of them had one of the best months they've had literally in years, including myself. And we're going, isn't that interesting? And a lot of people are talking about, you know, the upcoming election and are things going to change after that. Well, you know what? I think they are going to change less because of who wins or, you know, what happens with the Senate, as much as I think that line in the sand, people are ready for things to turn around. And I believe in 2011, we're going to start seeing a whole lot of that.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, of course, this, you know, we still got a ways to go. We've got some things that we got to absorb, like the unemployment rate, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you're right. I think there's an emotional dam that's being built out there. And I think small business owners, I think you can only hold back small business owners so long before they say, you know what, like you said, enough's enough. You know, we got to do something here. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and I kind of disagree about this whole unemployment thing. I'm getting so tired of hearing that, too, for myself. I mean, again, so yes, there's a 10% unemployment. Well, that means 90% of America's working.
Right.
Number one, let's focus on the positive. Two, I know so many people that are saying I got laid off my job, things were tough. So what I did is I opened up a small business. So people are seeing the opportunities right mm-hmm. now, and they're pursuing something that's more important to them. Well, guess what? If you have a job that you weren't happy at anyway and you got laid off, and now all of a sudden you're starting a new business and you might be struggling, but it's doing something you love and you're passionate about, when things turn around, chances are you're building something that you might build a catapult for the future.
What
I'm seeing right now is an opportunity.
There's another thing that, Greg, that when I talk to small business owners face-to-face, I ask them, have you learned something in the last 2 years that if you hadn't gone through what we've gone through, you wouldn't have learned? And that thing that you've learned is going to be help you the rest of your career. Everybody raises their hand.
Yeah.
We you know, it's hard to learn things. It's hard to learn a great lesson when things are going great, isn't it?
Agreed. And again, things are now moving forward. So we'll flip that a little bit and say, absolutely, our lessons are learned through our greatest challenges. On the same note, Napoleon Hill said this great quote. It says, our greatest success, our greatest achievements are always coming from one step beyond our greatest setback and failure. So if you've just experienced one of the greatest setbacks and failures, chances are that's where things turn around. When you crashed a car, chances are you got a better car. You got a better house, you got a better house.
3 Feet from Gold is the book. The author, co-author, along with Sharon Lecter, is Greg Reed. Greg, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Jim. Bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.